Frontier Hounds, a Supernatural Fic by Slodwick, read by Selly. Sam stopped and leaned against the wall, a revolver gripped in his damp palm. It had been a long time since he'd last gripped the pearl-handed six-shooter, the only gift his father had ever given him, and this was the first time he'd held it with deadly intent. He stared ahead, trying to slow his pulse, trying to discern where the familiar shadows ended and the shadow of something else began. The sound that had roused him from his bed had not been repeated, but Sam knew he was not alone. He shivered as goosebumps crept over his exposed torso. When he finally saw the intruder move, he took a deep breath before speaking. "I can see you there." The shadow stopped, now a distinct outline against the window. Sam took a step forward, the revolver trained on the shape before him. "Best you step up into the light and explain yourself before someone gets shot, friend." "Whoa, there. No need to go spilling anyone's blood tonight, Sam." There was a familiar smile behind the deep voice. Sam blinked, hesitated. "Dean? That you?"
"Bullseye, little brother."
The figure stepped forward slowly, hands raised. Beneath the battered hat, the beard, and several layers of dirt, Sam recognized his brother's smiling face. Dean pointed at the pistol and raised an eyebrow.
"Now, you want to aim that piece somewhere else?"
Sam lowered the gun some, but not completely. "Depends on what you want."
"Ouch." Dean slapped a hand over his heart, smirking. "Ain't that a hell of a way to greet your own blood?"
"You scared me near to death."
"That's 'cause you've let yourself go, little brother. I could have laid you out a few times while you was creeping down that hallway as subtle as a bull steer."
"What are you doing here, Dean?"
"Until a minute ago, I was looking for your whiskey."
A creak on the stairs behind him sent Sam whirling around, his heart pounding and his gun again at the ready. At the sight of his young wife, though, he lowered it immediately and set it down on a nearby table. "Jessica, I thought I told you to stay put."
"Well, I got worried, Samuel," she said matter-of-factly, continuing down the stairs.
The candle she carried fluttered as she moved. "What is it this time? Did one of the dogs get in again? Oh!" She stopped short when the candlelight reached Dean, her mouth a perfect little circle of surprise.
"In a manner of speaking," Sam muttered.
"So this is your lovely bride, Jessica." Dean stepped forward, purposefully not looking at Sam. He pulled the hat off his head and thrust out a calloused hand. "Dean Winchester, miss. I'm Sammy's black-hearted scoundrel of a brother."
"His brother?"
Jessica glanced quizzically at Sam, then back at Dean, looking him up and down before gingerly taking his hand with a small smile.
"I'm pleased to meet you, then."
"Not half as pleased as I am, little sister," he said. "Sammy's letter never said you was so pretty. Now I'm thinking he ain't quite good enough for you." Apparently it was Dean's turn to look Jessica up and down, and Sam didn't like how long it was taking. He stepped forward, insinuating himself between them, gently removing Jessica's hand from Dean's. "Do not call me Sammy. And you still haven't said what the hell you're doing here, Dean."
"Samuel, that is a terrible way to talk to family."
Jessica gave him a reproachful glare before setting her candle on the table. She carefully picked up the six-shooter and then turned back for the stairs. "It's late. I'll make up a bed, and you can talk in the morning about whatever it is brought him here."
"No."
Both brothers spoke at once. "No," continued Dean, smiling as he put his hat back on, running his fingers over the brim.
"I am sorry, miss, but this ain't exactly a social call."
"I had a feeling." Sam crossed his arms and waited. "It is a family matter, though. A private one."
"Jessica's just as much my family as you, Dean.
You say what you got to say now, or not at all." Dean glared at Sam for a long moment before heaving a long sigh.
"Pa's went missing, Sam."
Sam felt another chill run up his spine, but willed himself to remain calm. He glanced at Jessica, then back at Dean. "That ain't nothing new, Dean. The man loves his whiskey. Give him a day or three, he'll turn up."
"You don't understand me, little brother."
Dean stepped close, putting a hand on Sam's shoulder and squeezing. They locked eyes, and for the first time, Sam saw the uncertainty in Dean's eyes. "Pa went hunting, and he's been gone a week." Jessica, you go on upstairs. Sam spoke without looking at her, his voice grave. Go on back to bed. Dean and I are going to talk outside. She might have argued, but when he looked her way, she only nodded and went upstairs. The night was cool, the air dry and still. Summer would come soon, but Sam couldn't remember sunshine or the warm breeze over the grass. His head was full of all the things he'd tried to put behind him, things that Dean and their father seemed to crave. Two horses were tied up side by side, their dark shapes like breathing shadows. Dean reached into the nearest saddlebag and pulled out a bag of tobacco. Sam watched him roll a cigarette in silence. He hated that Dean could seem so confident, so sure that he'd get what he wanted, when Sam felt a ragged mess. Finally, Dean struck a match on his boot, lit the cigarette, and took a drag. Then he leaned against the creaky rail and just looked at Sam. "I've made a life here, Dean. I got a wife who ain't been nothing but good and faithful to me when I never deserved it. I can't up and leave her." Dean was looking past him, toward the dark barn and the fields beyond it. Sam shook his head and crossed his arms. "I mean it. Pa's got himself in worse than this. Remember the poltergeist in Amherst or the Devil's Gates in Clifton? He was missing then, too, but he'll be back, just like always." "Not this time. It's different this time, Sam. I feel it. I swore I was done hunting when I left Kansas." Dean stood up straight and breathed out a cloud of smoke. "Don't you miss it, little brother?" "Miss it? The chase, Sam. That feeling like lightning's running up your spine when you finally kill some wicked thing. Knowing you tipped the scales to the side of good and some lucky son of a bitch will sleep easier thanks to what you done. Don't you miss that here in your safe, simple life?" "I don't know that anyone can sleep easier knowing what we know, Dean. I sure don't." Sam ran his hands through his shaggy hair and stared out into the darkness. "How could he do that to us?" "Who?" "Pa. Showing us all those things after Ma was killed. Hell, we was just kids, Dean. We didn't need to grow up so damn fast." "Knowing what we do saves lives, Sam." His voice was solemn, more serious than Sam could ever remember. "Ours and other people's. I ain't never sorry Pa made us strong. He made us warriors." "I never wanted to be a warrior, Dean. That's why I left and why he told me to stay gone." "I need your help, Sam. I can't do this thing on my own." "Bullshit." "Well, I suppose I can, but I don't want to, little brother." The silence stretched on for several minutes until finally Sam sighed and ran his hand through his hair again. "You going to tell me what he was hunting or not?" Dean reached back into the saddlebag, pushing something aside that glittered briefly. He finally pulled out a book, leather-bound and overfull, letters and bits of newsprint stuffed between nearly every page. Sam recognized it right away. It was Pa's journal, the one Sam knew never left his sight. And his stomach clenched. Dean handed the book over to Sam, and then flipped through a few pages until he found what he wanted. He struck another match, and in the time it took the match to burn down, Sam had seen enough. He slammed the book shut again. "All right, I'll go," he said, handing the journal back to Dean, his hand shaking. "I'll help you if I can, Dean, but I gotta be back here by Monday." "Why Monday?" "I gotta catch the train to Detroit." Dean wedged the journal into the saddlebag once again. "Detroit's an awful big place. It ain't gonna wander off if you ain't there to watch it." "No, but there's a job there for me, working for the mayor. It's good money, and closer to Jessica's kin. It's a good life for us." Dean paused, then smiled a little and clapped a hand on Sam's shoulder. "Politics, little brother. I should have figured." Sam smiled at Jessica as she pressed a bundle into his hand. He pulled her close. She was worried and confused, he knew, but she kissed him back easily enough and held on to his arm even as he pulled away. She was a damn good woman. "There's some food in there, should do you," she said. "I put some of that cornbread you liked in there, too." "Thank you, Jessica," he said, and pulled himself up onto his horse. He looked back down at her, her hair shining nearly white in the moonlight, and tried for something like reassuring. "I'll be back in 3 days." Dean tipped his hat in her direction as he passed. "Don't you worry, little sister. We'll bring Pa home, and I'll get you your man back quick as you please." She was still standing on the porch watching them when Sam turned back to wave. The end.